1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are off to a wonderful start here on this snowy Tuesday morning. It's been some wild weather, and there's been some wild happenings in Michigan in the last week. And people are losing their freaking minds over these British dudes that have been in Michigan. So these guys, Jace and Josh, or Josh and Jace, however you want to say it, they're two British dudes who are obsessed with Michigan. They've got over 2 million followers on Facebook and TikTok, and they're super popular guys. They've been touring Michigan for about a week now, and everybody is losing their collective minds over these guys, stalking them, trying to find them, creating misinformation. We're like subject to some of it over the weekend, just people losing their minds about where these guys are. They were supposed to come to Kalamazoo. They actually confirmed they were going to come to Kalamazoo last week with our boss, and then they bailed and decided to go north instead. So they covered that on their show. That's apparently not good enough for people who don't listen. So, they're actually up north right now, but they had some like medical issues. I guess Josh was in like severe pain and had to be rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. So we don't know quite yet what's going on. He says that he's feeling good because of the medicine, but now this poor guy's got to suffer our healthcare here in America. So he's going to learn real quick. Not all things are great here in Michigan. Hopefully he'll make a bounce back though. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We got some really exciting news. Actually, something that I've been wanting to happen for so long finally got our wish. We have a puppy from the SPCA of Southwest Michigan here in Kalamazoo that's going to be in the Puppy Bowl presented by Animal Planet. I'm serious. Like, I'm so excited for this. Every year, I'm way more excited about the Puppy Bowl than I am the Super Bowl. And this year, there's a puppy from the SPCA named after the Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. The puppy's name is Dan, and he is going to be on Team Fluff. And this is going to be pretty exciting because this is, I believe, the 12th year where they've actually had a winner. So I believe Team Fluff is in the lead by one game. I think they've won 6 out of their last 11. And this is going to be really cool. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we actually have a preview of what he's going to be doing. Hopefully he can score a touchdown, maybe even win MVP. And that, yes, that does stand for most valuable puppy. But I'm very excited about not only the SPCA having a dog in the Puppy Bowl. Last year, I talked to the referee, the head referee for the Puppy Bowl, which is really cool. Hopefully we're going to be able to talk to him again this year. And there's a watch party that's going down in Kalamazoo. We have the info on the 1077 RKR app. I'm just super stoked. I love the Puppy Bowl. It's so much fun. He's going to be taking the field for Team Ruff in Orange. So be on the lookout, Team Ruff in Orange. Like I said, Team Fluff has a one-game advantage. So Ruff looking to bounce back this year, and I think Dan will help lead him to victory. And speaking of winners, I want to talk to you about the winning team over at Diversified Services. This flat roof repair company has been a family-owned and operated business here in Kalamazoo since 1988. And they're looking for roofers who want to take their career to the next level. Also, if you want to get into the trade, that'll make you great money so you don't ever have to go to a job you're unhappy with, Diversified Services is hiring. You're going to be working with a team that answers the call for those in need of emergency repairs with their 24-hour emergency service. This is an amazing trade to learn and be a part of. And basically guarantees your work is always going to be needed. And Diversified Services has been the go-to for flat roof repair from Southwest Michigan to Northern Indiana. I mean, there's a reason our listeners in Indiana are calling them to help. They're the best flat roof repair company in the region at Diversified Services. You can check them out right now at roofingmichigan.com, or you can give them a call today, 269-999 roof to learn how you can become part of the team at Diversified Services. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1952, celebrating his 74th birthday, is frontman for Kiss, Paul Stanley. So in honor of his birthday, we take a look back at Kiss's debut album, which came out February 18th in 1974. The original release of the album did not include Kissin' Time. So if you're one of the few that still has one of the 100,000 copies of the original pressing, you've got a rare record. Regardless, you should pick this up and make it a staple in your collection and spin it today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. The USS LST 393 Veterans Museum is one of the coolest museums I've ever been to. It's inside the USS LST 393. I believe it's one of two remaining LSTs left over from World War II, and it's docked in Muskegon. And it was wild. I actually got to call a professional wrestling event on top of the LST 393, which was really cool. And then afterwards, they took us down into the ship itself, and it's a giant museum. You have to go and check it out if you're an enthusiast of World War II and American history in general. It is such a cool thing, but they're gearing up for a D-Day event in Muskegon, and they're looking for reenactors to play different roles, and they're basically taking everybody. If you're interested in taking a part of this reenactment of D-Day in Muskegon, they want you to get a hold of them. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we actually have the link. You can get a hold of them for that. And like I said, you guys got to check this museum out. If you've never been inside, it is such a cool piece of history. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There are a lot of songs that mention Kalamazoo, more than I even realized. In the 107.7 RKR app has six different artists who mention it. Paul Russell, he has a song called Kalamazoo as well. Show Ponies, Kalamazoo, is another song they have. The Black Keys even mention it in their song, Gotta Get Away. Obviously, probably the two most popular ones are Ben Folds' Kalamazoo and Primus's Kalamazoo. But they always forget Down on the Corner CCR. That's another great one. He's such a creative lyricist that in the song, he says, poor boy twangs the rhythm out on his Kalamazoo. It's just another way of saying Gibson. But it was just a funny way that he put that. But I want to know, what's your favorite song that mentions Kalamazoo? 978-1077. Just a nice little way to sneak that in there and show some love for the zoo. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. And we are once again joined in the studio with our good buddy Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Good morning, bro.
Good morning. It is freeze your boogers cold out there.
It definitely is. That is absolutely accurate. I'm surprised we didn't get a snow day today.
Yeah.
At work. I was joking about that earlier. I was like, we don't get snow days.
We do not.
At the radio station, you kidding me? But either way, glad you made it in safe. As we take a look back at last week, Rocker Big Picks of the Week, and we're going to run through the results as we are winding down towards the end of the season here, Nick. Because we basically decided every season, every football season is going to be our on season here.
Yeah.
And that's when we're going to call the points. So look at it last week. Patriots did take down the Texans. And I got the point on that one as well as the point for the Rams and Bears. I can't believe the Rams actually outlasted the Bears in the cold. And that going out on a whim there, that actually separated me from you. You're lucky I did pick The Rock swindling the NCAA because that didn't happen. Indiana, congratulations to them. 16-0 team. I don't think a 16-0 team has won a natty since like Yale in like 1894.
Oh, seriously? Dang.
Yeah. So that's a big accomplishment for them. So the points still close. I got 38. You've got 37.
No.
All right. Time for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week, sponsored by Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. We're going to get things going with your pick for this week.
So my pick of the week is going to be the AFC Championship game. We've got New England facing off against the Broncos. And unfortunately, Bo Nix has broken his ankle, so the Broncos are looking shorthanded. And, you know, that's definitely going to play against the Broncos. Got a great defense, but New England's too good. New England's going to pull this one out, and it's going to be a little bit lopsided. I think it's going to be a 27-10 game.
Yeah, I'm actually right there with you on the score. I thought that is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. How they ruled that Bills pass an interception in overtime.
Oh, man.
And it really shows how wrong they got it, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, the Bills should have won, uh-huh. And then that's it. But instead, yeah. They got boned, and then Bo Nix breaks his ankle. So it's a uh-huh. pointless.
Right.
It's pointless that the Broncos are even going forward.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because Patriots are going to stomp them, just like you said. I'm picking 31-16 Patriots. Moving to the NHL. Red Wings are on a steamroll right now. They are having a really good season. Number one team in the East.
Yeah.
I mean, exciting. this is a wild time to be a Detroit sports fan. But we're going to take a look against the Maple Leafs. I'm actually going to pick a big win for the Red Wings. They've been scoring. Sticks have been hot lately. Picking 5-1 for the Red Wings on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the same direction with the Red Wings. I think we're going to cross that border and cross the Great Canadian Desert to get to Toronto in order to defeat them. I think it's going to be a closer game, though. They're both pretty evenly matched as far as their offenses and defenses. I think it's going to end up being a 4-3 game.
All right. And time for our Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness Big Pick of the Week. We go over to the NFC. And this is a matchup which is, well, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one. Seahawks versus the Rams. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is going to be an outstanding game. I think it's going to go back and forth, back and forth. The Seahawks have a really good defense. Rams have a really good offense. Seahawks do have the advantage of home field, and that is a big deal in Seattle. So I think they're going to end up pulling it out in the end, but it's going to be a tight match, and I think it's going to be 24-20.
Okay. So you're taking Seahawks on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to take the Seahawks, so we're going to go for points here, and there's a really good reason that I'm picking the Seahawks on this one.
Okay.
I learned, apparently, that every time there is a new pope, that year the Seahawks make the Super Bowl.
What?
this has apparently happened, according to my boss, five times.
Five times. It was one of those times in 1682.
Right? I was like, really? Were they playing with ye olde dog foot or something? Yeah. Like, what were you using?
Uh-huh.
He said every time there's a new pope, the Seahawks make the playoffs and make the Super Bowl.
Huh.
And I was trying to math that in my head, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go off of that because that's hilarious to
sure.
me. I don't know what he was listening to. I'm going to have to look into the legitimacy of that claim because that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Seahawks 32-28. I'm definitely seeing a Seahawks Patriots mayonnaise Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
So that's my pick. What's happening to Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness?
Yeah, well, I mentioned last week we have our new therapist, Amanda. There's just a little bit over a week and a half left to try and get in with her and get that big discount on your first massage with her. So it'd be an $80 one-hour session. You can call us at 269-373-1000, or you can get scheduled right online at kzooathleticwellness.com.
Groovy, if you guys want to try to get in on some winnings as well, we got $20 in Michigan Lottery scratch-offs for you. You can give us a call right now. You can win them 978-1077. Caller 7. You're going to win $20 at Michigan Lottery Scratch Offs. We'll see if any of us can get the correct score on these games as we look forward to another big week of football as the season is winding down. Mm-hmm. Good luck. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Can't blame me for already thinking of the weekend. Not too far away, a couple of days. And every Friday, we welcome our friend Jake from Presidential Brewing Company in the studio. We do our first beer of the weekend. Jake brings in a nice little brew. Talk about that and the fun stuff they have at Presidential Brewing Company. So they got a whole bunch of stuff, whether it's stand-up, karaoke, and other cool stuff that they do. They do a lot of really cool pairings as well. So we'll check in with Jake, see what they got coming up, and we'll give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential on top of it. It's around 9:35. Hanging out with us Friday on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There are rumors swirling that Michigan Adventure could be selling. If you've never spent a day at Michigan's largest outdoor water and amusement park, you really need to get there this summer. And hopefully it's going to stay alive, because there are rumors going around that it could possibly sell. There's, according to the amusement park enthusiasts at Park Hoppers Radio on TikTok, signs are pointing that, yeah, they could be selling. A new trademark filing signals something is about to happen. They said it was found today in a trademark that the park is being rebranded to Enchanted Parks Michigan's Adventure for an upcoming trademark. This involves a park name, clothing, basically sweatshirts, jackets, like all memorabilia. It could be going for a rebrand. So there could be just rebranding, or they could be selling, but we've got all the info on the 107.7 RKR app. As long as they stay open and we can continue to get whiplash from shivering timbers, it's all I care.